From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House turned its attention once again to the volatile issue of immigration today. President Obama met with the governor of Arizona. He has criticized that state's tough new law designed to crack down on illegal immigrants. Governor Jan Brewer says her state was forced to act because the federal government has failed to secure the borders. Today's meeting produced no big breakthrough, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, it did underscore the strong emotions around the issue.
There's one thing President Obama and Arizona Governor Jan Brewer agree on. When it comes to immigration policy, the federal government has dropped the ball.
If we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
When President Obama said that back in April, he was talking about a new Arizona law that requires local police to seek documentation from people they suspect of being in the country illegally. Mr. Obama called the law irresponsible and directed his Justice Department to see if it violates civil rights. But Arizona Governor Jan Brewer insisted today her state had done the right thing in the face of federal inaction.
I believe that we are protecting the people of Arizona, and beyond that, I believe we're protecting the people of America. We need to secure our border.
Brewer described her meeting with the president as cordial. They did not discuss the possibility of a federal lawsuit to block the Arizona law. They did talk about the president's plan to send 1,200 National Guard troops to the border and his request for $500 million in additional border security funding.
He assured us that the majority of those resources would be coming to Arizona.
Brewer said she and the president agreed to try to work together on immigration policy where they could. But she did not go along with his call for a comprehensive overhaul that would include not only border and workplace enforcement, but a path to legalization for millions of undocumented workers already in this country. Brewer said the U.S. has been down that road before.
Amnesty was bestowed upon people, but we never secured the borders. That I believe that the people of Arizona and the people of America want our borders secured, and then we can take up other issues.
Is there a possibility of more guard?
Shame on you! Damn it, Brewer!
Shame on you!
While Governor Brewer and President Obama were meeting inside the White House, advocates for a broader immigration overhaul rallied outside. An unintended consequence of the Arizona law has been to re-energize immigration reform activists. Doris Meisner, who headed the Immigration Service during the Clinton administration, says that's helped to move the issue off the back burner at the White House.
The president and the White House and the administration and lots of thoughtful people realize that if things go in the direction of laws like this, it's a very dangerous, risky direction that we'd be moving in.
And there are signs the U.S. may be moving that way. A Quinnipiac University poll released this week showed a majority of Americans approve of the Arizona law. Nearly half would like to see a similar measure enacted in their own state. President Obama has promised to keep talking with both Democrats and Republicans in hopes of moving a comprehensive immigration bill forward in the Senate. Meisner says passage would require only a handful of Republican votes.
But unless there are some quiet conversations going on that we're not aware of so far, that meeting of the minds hasn't taken place.
And there was no sign of additional Republican support after today's meeting at the White House. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.